From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When you are living the great social isolation and you seek a little excitement, there is no better way than taking the ride-on mower out of the shed and putting the mind on autopilot. One of the news broadcast team was enjoying the cyclical thrill of rotating his yard this past week when he was brought cruelly from his reverie. Around the hour mark of smelling freshly hewed chlorophyll, the steed was not only giving off exhaust fumes but started belching flames like a barbecue that was doused with water. A close encounter with the local fire brigade, who performed the final rituals and left a black patch of earth and blackened metal remains of an afternoon disrupted. I can safely say the photographs were good in telling the story, and the rider is safe and looking for an old-fashioned scythe to finish the lawn whilst waiting for a replacement herbivore.
Gee, thanks, Jeff. It's Editor Graham, VK4BB here, and I should have asked you to write my insurance claim, I think.
If you're looking to sit an amateur radio assessment under the new pandemic restrictions, the Australian Maritime College has released the details for remote supervision. At the moment, you must be at least 18 years old and have photographic ID. To see the whole details, go to the AMC website and look under amateur radio. In the past year, the meeting app, Zoom, has gained popularity in allowing several people to take part in online meetings. It has been shown that Zoom is an efficient tool with the usual caveat that the internet speed must be adequate. Lots of radio clubs have started replacing the now banned face-to-face meetings with the convenience of cyber technology. Last week, numerous reports were published showing that Zoom meeting videos could be video-bombed or saved and posted to other sites. In other words, there are possible serious security issues for users who do not follow the security instructions that come with the app. The Zoom publishers have issued updates. It is an easy matter to now establish password access to a meeting, as our need to remain isolated is going to remain for the next few months at least. It makes a lot of sense to ensure we can enjoy the best means of contact for social events, whilst keeping the content private. For once in our lives, it is important to read the instructions. Whilst COVID-19 casts a wide shadow over the world, the reports are that more stations are appearing on the bands. This is good for the hobby, and if we maintain the usual courtesy in our on-air activities, we can be assured that we will enjoy a pastime like no other. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.